The University of Tennessee at Knoxville plans to hire its first female chancellor. The school announced that it wants Beverly Davenport to take over the position next March. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, Davenport has been a top administrator at the University of Cincinnati for 3 years and its interim president since July.
Davenport launched a program at the University of Cincinnati to recruit more minority and female faculty. According to her bio, the number of women hired has doubled since she started. And she'll take the helm of UT Knoxville on the heels of controversies related to gender and diversity. The school recently settled a class action lawsuit that accused UT of fostering a sexually hostile environment, especially in the athletic department. It also took heat from conservative lawmakers earlier this year for some blog posts made by its diversity office. UT calls Davenport a proven higher education leader and offered her a base salary of $585,000, significantly more than the outgoing chancellor, Jimmy Cheek, and more than the president of the entire UT system. She'll receive another $60,000 for housing during her first year and $50,000 to keep her on retainer before the job officially starts. The UT Board of Trustees will have to sign off first in a special meeting next month. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.